B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a Florida man punched his brother's pregnant girlfriend on Sunday in St. Petersburg during their gender reveal party. Marshall Richardson was arrested and faces a charge of aggravated battery. Richardson was attending the gender reveal party of the victim, who was 6 months pregnant with the baby of Richardson's brother. During the party, Richardson told people to stop smoking near children at the party. Okay, so that's a good thing, right?
That is a good thing.
It starts off with this guy trying to do a good thing.
Trying to do a good thing.
Well, the victim became upset and called the defendant names, the police report said. Per the victim, the defendant got into a fight with his brother. While the two were being separated, the victim again called him a name, and he turned towards her and punched her in the face.
Mm.
So here's the guy that doesn't want kids people smoking around the kids, but he punches
her in the face.
In the face.
So is that actually part of the reveal? Like if his hand came back and it was red, boy. If his hand came back and it was blue, girl.
Be the other way around, but yeah, possibly, yeah. Several people witnessed the punch, the report said, and the victim had minor redness to her left cheek and jawline.
That's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah. I saw an interesting term over the weekend, and we're seeing more and more of these mask stories, and the term mask hole was one that I heard, and I like that. So here's a mask hole story for you. In Louisiana, on the very first day of required masks at the West Monroe Walmart, a man, enraged about being asked to leave, bumped a police officer with his car twice in a temper tantrum that may see him locked up for some time. Rick Taylor has been arrested after the officer told Taylor that all customers are now required to wear masks and offered him a mask to wear. Taylor did his best Twitter impersonation by apparently shrieking, "You can't make me wear an effing mask," in a propane tirade at the cop. They were inside the store at the time. The police officer said told him that he was now officially trespassing and would have to leave. Taylor refused to give his driver's license to the officer, and the confrontation moved outside where Taylor got into his vehicle. The officer who had followed him to his vehicle was reporting the vehicle's license plate number to dispatch when Taylor, like a genius, backed his vehicle up and struck him two different times. Not hard enough to knock him down over, not to knock him over, but it was fully intentional. So he's since been arrested, and dude's in a lot of trouble now. Two men who fought about payment for leaks were arrested and charged with assault and domestic violence. And by leaks, I mean the vegetable. Like
really?
The giant, yes, onion type of
vegetable. Is this part of a gender reveal?
No.
Oh.
Gene Crandall is accused of assaulting and strangling 29-year-old Martin Schaefer. The altercation allegedly occurred
over leaks
when Schaefer confronted Crandall about what he believed to be unfair payment for his work collecting leaks. Crandall is suspected of punching and choking Schaefer during the confrontation.
I think the time has come to strangle you.
Crandall told police that Schaefer struck him first. Both are now facing charges. A woman who lives in a residence with Crandall and Schaefer sprayed the man with a hose to break up the fight.
They were fighting over leaks.
So she got him with the hose.
I heard the one first fella goes, "You didn't pay me enough for the leaks."
Crandall then fled the scene on foot.
Second fella strangled him.
And Schaefer called police. Police used a canine unit to track down Crandall. Both Crandall and Schaefer were arrested. Crandall is charged with one count of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, and one count of domestic violence. And Schaefer is charged with one count of domestic violence.
I lost my husband to violence associated with rutabagas.
It's a support group?
Yeah. Brought back bad memories.
Boy, leeks and rutabagas.
Yeah.
Those are two.
People get hot-headed about that stuff.
You can get very passionate about those.
I don't even know what a rutabaga looks like.
It looks like a kitchen?
No, it does not. It's kind of a large purplish-white.
Sounds like it would be purple.
Orb, if you will. All right.
Sounds like it would be purple?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It's very discriminatory.
Maybe you're getting a tiff over yams later on today. We'll see. A rare Ferrari F40 worth more than $2 million crashed during a test drive in Queensland, Australia on Friday. Police said the exotic car took out several poles in a dramatic collision. A police spokesman said the occupants were not injured in the crash. And I keep thinking about rutabagas. And that the driver has not yet been charged with any offenses.
This goes to the point that we've said many times. You think you oh, I know how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Get behind the wheel of one of these high-performance vehicles, and you will be shocked at how different it is.
Photos of the crash have been published on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. The car involved appears to be a Ferrari F40 worth more than $2 million. The twin turbocharged machine was wearing a temporary dealership plate used for test drives. Two examples of the rare machine are currently listed for sale in Australia. One in Sydney for $2.3 million and one in Brisbane for $2.7 million. And less than two dozen examples of the car are kept in the entire country. So
wow.
They're rare. How about this? Here's another story out of Australia. A shark grabbed a 10-year-old boy from a fishing boat off Australia Friday and swam off after his father jumped in to save him.
From the boat case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The boy was taken to the hospital in stable condition with cuts to his arm, chest, and head as well after the attack off the coast of the island, a state of Tasmania.
The full story is Preston. The shark pulled itself up on deck, found a crewman's outfit, made his way up to the second deck, posing as one of the staff, then saw the boy, took him to the edge, and then jumped off with him.
Wow, there's a lot more detail to the story.
Yeah, I figured
you
probably didn't have that part of the story. We even put on a fake mustache.
The child was...
Say, you look a lot...
You're very toothy.
The child was wearing a life vest as he accompanied his father and two other men fishing 3 miles from shore when the shark grabbed him off the boat.
What a nightmare.
Australia has one of the world's highest incidences of shark attacks, and there have been 5 fatal maulings in the country so far this year.
Wow. I would rather live on the surface of the sun than Australia.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Shreveport, Louisiana police are actively searching for a woman who allegedly shot her boyfriend and left him in critical condition when he refused to argue with her early Saturday morning.
That's you can't win.
That's why she
shot
him.
You just can't win.
Detectives have secured an arrest warrant for 29-year-old Jenalisha Lawrence, who is being charged with attempted second-degree murder.
And if he had argued with her, she would have shot him.
The shooting happened around 7:30 a.m. Police say they were called to the home about reports of a shooting, and when they arrived at the scene, they found a 34-year-old man on the sidewalk with a gunshot wound to the body. The victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, and he is still in critical condition.
Jeez.
The police department said that they learned Lawrence shot the victim following an interaction in which the man refused to argue with her.
He's trying to calm the situation, and he still gets shot.
Lawrence fled the scene in a green Honda, and police are looking for her. Two people were arrested after fleeing from officers in northeast Kansas and crashing into a cow and a fence.
No! It's an utter catastrophe!
Right off the bat.
Come on, Press.
I never... Why do I never see that? Why do I never pay attention when I'm doing the research and getting these things done at home? Why do I never think of it?
The first thing I think of.
Sheriff Tim Moore said 18-year-old Sky Joe covers up.
What?
That's his name. Sky Joe covers up and 21-year-old Santana K. Noriega were both arrested after the chase on Saturday afternoon. Moore said the cow that they had hit with their car suffered 2 broken legs and was expected to be euthanized. The chase began after a sheriff's deputy pulled over the Chevrolet Malibu that Covers Up was driving. Covers Up fled until the car struck spikes that officers deployed and crashed into a farm fence and striking the cow. Covers Up and Noriega fled on foot after the crash. Noriega was quickly recovered, and Covers Up was arrested a couple of hours later after a search in the area. Covers Up was arrested on suspicion of fleeing, police driving a suspended license, reckless driving, and several other charges.
Poor cow.
Here's another story that involves cattle. Repentant bandits in Nigeria's northwestern state of Zamfara are being offered 2 cows for every AK-47 that they surrender.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's an attempt to encourage them to give up a life of crime and live a normal life as responsible citizens, the Zamfara governor said.
Have we got a deal for you? 2 cows for every AK-47.
Motorcycle riding armed bandits have been terrorizing the state, and cows are valued by the Fulani herder community, who have been accused of being behind a wave of attacks. However, members of the community have reportedly rejected the allegations, saying that they too were victims. An average cow in northern Nigeria cost about 100,000 naira, while an AK-47 on the black market could cost as much as 500,000 naira. They said, we're asking them to bring us an AK-47 and get 2 cows in return. This will empower and encourage them.
Well, that's only 200,000 naira.
I know.
For a 500,000 naira AK-47, you got 300,000 naira to make up.
What do you do with all that naira?
3 more cows.
They often loot shops, steal cattle and grain, and take people hostage for ransoms.
Okay. I would mount my AK-47s on my cow.
They're going to see if this works or not. 7 years ago, this is a great story. Jared Ream had given up on what he loves, and that's roller coasters. Weighing in at 430 pounds, he couldn't fit on the rides. But on August 15th of 2019, Ream's life changed with one simple announcement, and that was Orion was coming to Kings Island, and Ream was going to ride that ride no matter what. Ream is waiting in line to realize a dream he's been working hard on to get ready for. He's strapped in and ready for a ride on Orion. When he weighed 430 pounds, Ream got escorted off roller coasters all the time because he couldn't fit in the seats.
That's horrible.
Said, I always told myself that if Kings Island ever built a B&M Giga Coaster, that I would have to ride it no matter what.
And he lost the weight to do it?
That day, the announcer, Ryan, was the day in which I said to myself, I will lose this weight. And I went and I bought a scale. I weighed myself that day. I was 430 pounds. Orion was the goal. And he took no days off to get there. He said, reduce my diet down to 2,000 calories. I was exercising daily within my garage while binge-watching television shows. I would run in place. 10 months and 190 pounds later,
yeah,
Ream rode Orion for the 5th time. Wow. That's cool. He said, not only is it a great roller coaster.
You know what? It wasn't that much.
He said,
it wasn't that good.
Not only was it a great roller coaster, but for me, it will always be one of my top favorite roller coasters just because of the sentimental value of it. Before all of this, I was on blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, and now I'm off all of it. I've received many messages from many great people that have said, this has happened to me. This is great to hear your story that I can do.
It just breaks my heart if you go to an amusement park or a theme park or something and you see someone can't quite make it on the ride.
Yeah,
they try to
sit
down. Your heart goes out to them.
Ream said the thrill of the ride was worth it, and he plans to ride it over and over again. So that's a great success story
there. So we've had Coach Jim DeBattista on our show a few times. He won the Biggest Loser, and he posted a video the other day of him hundreds of pounds ago trying to put his shoes and socks on. And it's heartbreaking, but if you look at him today and what he's been able to do and turning his life around, he's a great follow on Instagram.
If Coach, he can do it, you can do
it. Yep, Coach Jim 52.
Yep. All right, then one last story. A man allegedly drove a car through the front of a pet store in Thornton, Colorado, and then he stole 6 puppies before leaving. Actually, drove his car through the front of the store to steal dogs.
And then did he back the car out?
Yeah. Yeah, he left. So he sold 6 puppies. The incident happened Thursday night at 10 p.m. Now, these dogs are valued at $14,895.
Oh, my. What kind of puppies are they?
They did not indicate. And the suspect was only described as a man. That's all they have. It was
anything else that you noticed?
It was a man. Police asked that anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. So
he had 4 appendages and a head.
Yeah, he did have a head. They noticed that the man had a head. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.